Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age. Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your Monday night destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy tonight's little story, you know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and unlimited satisfaction by coming to see me at wilddesires.com so you can test ride your favorite fantasies. And just for coming. So, tonight's story is a menage cowboy story inspired by the rather fantastic Call Me Sugar and Call Me Sweetheart by Lacey Hightower. Now, you probably know that Lacey's up for an award, and she's been a great supporter of the podcast from its very early days. So why not go ahead and vote for Lacey? The link's in the show's notes. And who knows, you might even win a $25 gift voucher just for voting. It really is that easy. Now, you know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, close your eyes, and surrender to the pleasure of my voice, caressing you, touching you. And when you're ready to enjoy deep, sensuous pleasure, go ahead and take a deep breath and hold it for a moment, and then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 30 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release that inner woman as you listen to my voice and feel the story moving through your body. As you relax and enjoy tonight's show, Marcus hesitated at his own front door. He knew Sophie would be understanding, but that kinda made it worse. He'd let her down again. He'd have to tell her sometime. It's not like she wouldn't notice or be very curious tomorrow morning by his change in plans. Sucking in a large breath, he slides his key into the door as quietly as he can. Turning, the sound of the latch releasing the door seems deafening to him. The house was quiet. Too quiet. Deathly quiet. His hopes raise that maybe Sophie has gone out shopping. Or maybe gone and seen family. And he would have a little more time to get the guts he needed together. Those hopes were shattered into a million pieces as Sophie's voice drifted in from the yard.
Oh, hi, honey. You're home early. Quiet day.
Her tone soft and caring as always. She deserved something better than him. He knew it. For the life of him, he did. He just couldn't understand why she couldn't see it.
Ha, sweetheart, he said, his voice cracking a little.
Sophie walked in through the yard door, her face tight with concern.
What's up?
She asked, her eyes focusing on Marcus's. Gingerly, he looked away, blushing at being unable to be the man she needed or deserved.
Tell me, Marcus, she said, concern sounding in every word.
They've laid a load of us off. Since all this COVID crap, the bars just aren't ordering. I'm sorry. We might just have to put that vacation on hold.
Tears sparkled in her eyes. They had been planning this vacation for 2 years. And now those dreams seemed dashed on the rocks like so many other dreams. Forcing herself between his arms,
She presses her head against his firm chest. Slowly he moves his arms around her, pulling her closer. Damn, it felt so good to hold her so close. You'll find another job. I'm not cancelling anything. She whispered against his chest. I've spent the past 2 hours calling everywhere, and no one is hiring. He mutters sadly. Something will come up, honey. I have every faith in you, she said, looking up before raising herself on her toes and kissing his chin. Drew says there's still work on the circuit. He rushes out, very well aware of the brutal response he might get. We'll talk about that later, honey, his wife says, feigning a smile, weariness dripping from her voice. Pushing her palm along his chest, she sighs gently. Let's not worry about it just now. Let's just relax and see what ideas we can come up with. Her voice caresses him, it's so gentle and caring. Although they'd only been married a short time, every time he was stressed, every time things went wrong, she calmed him. She brought peace into his life. Something he had never experienced before. Watching her walk back toward the kitchen, she really didn't realize how damn sexy she was. How proud he was to call her his. Shit, the angels were looking after him the day she walked into his life. I'm going to start fixing dinner. Why don't you go get showered? We can relax some after dinner, she said, looking over her shoulder, her eyes sparkling with the hint of just how she intended to relax later. The conversation over dinner was very relaxing, although Marcus didn't feel much like eating. As always, Sophie's mood lifted him and made things feel a whole lot better. But he was still too worried about their finances. They spent most of the meal discussing Sophie's day and pushing the shrimp, spinach and tomato meal around the plate, interspersed with lots of customary affection from Sophie. Watching her over the dinner table, Marcus suddenly feels the urge to kiss her, an overpowering desire. Leaning in, his hand drifts over her thigh, squeezing it tenderly under the table as their lips embrace. The gentle caress of her lips on his just fills his body with desire, with need, threading his fingers through her hair. His other hand caressing over her stomach, feeling the soft curves of her breasts as his finger gently caresses her nipple through the soft material of her shirt, feeling them so erect. She gasps against his lips, pulling back. She holds his gaze for the longest moment before saying, "Let's just pile the plates in the sink. I think we both need some serious relaxation." The sparkle in her eyes giving all the suggestion Marcus needs to agree. These moments with Sophie always makes him feel better. The dinner plates into the sink. Marcus takes her hand, leading her through to the sitting room and the sofa. Turning, he leans in to kiss her again. This time more passionately, needy. His fingers pushing through the buttons of her shirt, exposing the black lace of her bra to his admiring gaze. Her breasts were always the perfect size in his opinion. She joked about how small they were, but to him they were perfect. Sophie slides a hand down the plane of his stomach, smiling as he gasps audibly when her hand finds his buckle, releasing the buckle and waistband. His pants fall to the ground, his hard cock throbbing against her fingers. Sitting on the sofa, Sophie pushes her hair away from her face before looking up at Marcus and smiling, taking his aching erection in her hand, her fingers squeezing around him tightly as she slides her hand up and down his shaft. "I know what you need, honey," she whispers as she kisses softly up his shaft. Each kiss creating a pulse of electricity vibrating through Marcus's body. Her eyes watching his body tense and relax as the tip of her tongue
caresses his hard on, willing it to grow and expand. Her fingers slide down his shaft one last time before caressing his balls. Moving her lips just over the tip of his cock, she blows gently, feeling the tip of him throb that little bit harder as she slides her lips over him, her tongue making gentle circles around his end, teasing, tempting the very end of him, before taking him deep into her mouth, her sensuous lips moving up and down his entire length, the tension in his body growing as her lips move quicker and quicker, up and down his hard shaft, his pelvis pushing deeper with need into her mouth, fucking her lips, pressing at the very back of her throat, moaning with desire as his thrusts become more urgent, his cock trembling along her tongue as she drags her teeth back up his shaft, stimulating every nerve, every cell in that beautiful erection, as the first drops of pre-cum drip onto her tongue. Her fingers grasp his balls as her mouth tightens around his shaft, his cock tensing as his thrusts become more passionate and deep, more urgent, his cock swelling before exploding into Sophie's throat, his body trembling as she continues to move her lips up and down his shaft, slowly, deliberately draining every drop of cum from his body, before she lays back on the sofa, taking his hand and pulling him against her, gently, teasingly Marcus's lips caress over her breasts, the tip of his tongue firmly exploring her nipples through the lace of her bra. "Just a moment," she says, lifting his head. "Let's discuss Drew and the rodeo circuit." "Damn," he thinks. Now she wants to be serious. His mind still fuzzy with post-orgasmic bliss, he finds himself vulnerable, and all he can manage is, "What are your thoughts?" "I know you miss the circuit, Marcus. I truly do." She pauses, thinking hard about her next words. "I do worry about you getting hurt on the circuit. You know this. I know it was before we met. But the situation with Drew? How would you feel being in that environment with him again?" Involuntarily, his cock twitches at the thought of Drew. Although he has the pulses of his orgasm still moving through his body, he could feel his cock stiffening again at memories coursing through his mind, of that time being brought back to memory. Something not missed by Sophie as her hand drifts over his stomach, grasping his already growing cock between her fingers. "I guess I have an answer," she says, kissing his chest. "Okay, go and get your chaps. Try them on and come down. Let's see how you look in them," she says, smiling at him gently. Within minutes, Marcus had returned, chaps on over his pants, a little snug, but they still fitted. Standing proudly in the middle of the sitting room, as Sophie watches him parade in front of her, "Take your pants off and leave the chaps on," she commands softly. Confused, Marcus does her bidding, now standing naked but for his chaps, his cock already semi-erect, with thoughts of the circuit again. "I can see why True liked that look. Come here, sit next to me," she says, moving to the side, to allow him space on the sofa. Suddenly feeling a little self-conscious and awkward, he sits next to her. She buries her head in against his neck, her fingers circling on his stomach. Gently she whispers, "You know, it might just turn me on a little to think of you with a man. Tell me what you did again." Early in their relationship, they'd discussed what had happened between Marcus and Drew, and the sex afterwards had always been intense. But they eventually drifted away from the idea as they found new ways to enhance their sexual pleasure. "Well," he stuttered nervously, "feeling the leather of the chaps against my thighs was always a turn-on. And Drew would stroke my cock as it grew harder.
With that, Sophie's hand moves down between his thighs, his cock already semi-hard as he remembered Drew. "Like this," she whispers gently, stroking her hand up and down his shaft slowly. "Oh, you're better," Marcus says hurriedly, his voice straining to control the desire burning in his body. Drew's hands were very rough, and it would chafe a little. A moan escapes his lips as Sophie circles the naked tip of his cock with the pad of her thumb. "I bet Drew didn't do that," she smiles, kissing his neck, his pelvis gyrating against her hand, sitting over him, holding on to his throbbing cock. She pushes her panties to one side and strokes his hard on along her wet folds. Leaning in, she whispers teasingly, "Does that feel better than Drew's dry ass?" "You know it does," he gasps, the leather caressing the inside of her thighs as she slides her pussy onto his growing cock. She moans loudly as her lips stretch around him, her pussy clutching at him with need and passion as she slides her body up and down his shaft, his pelvis thrusting to meet every movement of her body, his fingers grasping at her ass as he pushes deeper and deeper inside of her, swelling, throbbing deep inside her pussy, pulling her onto him harder and harder, his fingernails digging into her cheeks as he slides them apart, one finger just massaging inside her ass, as Sophie begins to rock wildly on his cock, the desperate need for satisfaction growing in both their bodies. Leaning forward, Sophie brushes her erect nipple over his lips as she continues to ride his cock. Marcus sucks viciously on the erect nub, taking it between his teeth and tongue, his cock swelling to the point of explosion deep inside her as her core clutches passionately at every inch of his length, pulling her nipples between his teeth as his hand reaches to her clit, his thumb rubbing it aggressively, forcing her body to tense as her orgasm grows, her pussy sucking hungrily at his cock. "Oh, fuck!" she moans loudly as she pulls his head tight against her breast, her core clutching as her orgasm explodes through her body. Her body grasping at Marcus's cock, massaging his shaft, dragging his orgasm up through his cock as it explodes inside her pussy. Warm streams of cum filling deep inside her. Panting gently as his cock continues pulsing inside her wet pussy, she runs her fingers through his hair and holds his gaze before kissing him gently, easing him out of her. She kisses down his chest, his stomach, sliding her lips over his pulsing cock, and in deliberately hard movements, she slides her lips up and down his shaft, taking every last drop of cum in her mouth. "Look at me," she whispers, smiling gently. As Marcus looks down, she gently holds his softening cock between her fingers. "I've signed your cock with my lipstick, so it's mine. You can go to the rodeo, but I'm coming with you to make sure my property doesn't get abused without my say-so." She grins, laying his head back. "Perfect," Marcus says. So, part two, next week, next Monday. And don't forget to vote for Lacey. She's in two categories. The link is in the show's notes. And if you haven't read Call Me Sugar, Call Me Sweetheart, you really need to get out there and go and have a listen. Now on Friday, like I said, we've got a special release. And you know how much you enjoy my special releases. Yes, it's a break from Lamb to the Slaughter, because it's Valentine's weekend. And I'm releasing something a bit special. So, as a special treat this Friday, I will be premiering it right here. So make sure you come and listen to the premiere of my Valentine's story. 2021. But for now,
and always with your pleasure in mind. This is Devlin Wild wishing you salacious dreams.
Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.